Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth, this is TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Today we're talking about the Ms. and Mrs. Corporate America pageant and how it's filling an important need for career-friendly pageants within the pageant community. With me today are Anissa King, founder and executive director, as well as Mrs. Corporate America, Sonia Fisher, and the Ms. Corporate America, Shanta Barton-Stebs, was unable to join us today because she's actually making an appearance. Right, Anissa?
Correct. Yeah, she's actually in New York as we speak, making an appearance at a seminar.
And I'm sure she's doing an awesome job. Tell us a little bit about what she's been doing during her year so far.
Shanta has been highly involved, just as well as Sonia, in the community, making appearances at different events to include seminars, workshops. She's done a lot of motivational speaking in her community. She has also participated in National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and she's also just been a huge, huge, huge motivator in the area of motivational speaking when it comes to at-risk youth. The seminar that she's actually attending now is with one of the governmental officials that actually requested her to go to New York to speak on behalf of her platform.
And can you tell us a little bit about Shanta's professional background?
Yes, Shanta, she's actually the founder and director of the New Image Youth Center here in Orlando, Florida. The Youth Center, it acts as a safe haven for youth to come after school. It keeps them out of harm's way. The Paramore community where the center is located is known for a lot of crime. It's known for a lot of kids just wandering the streets. And she actually, when she was 21 years old, she actually just took all the money she had in her bank account of $1,500 and rented a small room for the kids to come after school because she saw the great need in that area. And actually, since then, the center has just blossomed up to be a center that actually houses about 45 kids after school, and they're all dedicated to achieving their goals. They're mostly on AB honor roll, but she's never had a kid that that got pregnant. She's never had a kid that, was jailed. So she's actually done a phenomenal job with helping to instill all the qualities and skills that these kids need to be successful in their life.
Now, you mentioned that Sonia has a platform which has to do with empowering women in technology, and it sounds like Shanta has a platform or a cause that she's working for. Do contestants have to have a platform, Anissa, or is that just a coincidence for Sonia and Shanta?
Yes, we definitely encourage all the contestants to have a platform. The platform is what they're going to be working on throughout their year reign and getting the message out to. Our system actually stands for the Professional Woman Across America, but we also want to give the title holders the opportunity to represent whatever cause that they have that they want to go ahead and get out to the public. So we definitely encourage all the title holders to have a platform.
And does a platform need to be on topics just relating to career women, or could it be on any topic under the sun?
Nope. We actually just encourage the contestants to select whatever cause is deep to them, whatever they have a passion for. Shantae's platform, her passion is with youth. So her platform is motivating youth to pursue their dreams. So that's why she does a lot of public speaking, a lot of motivational speaking that deals with mentoring and motivating youth. She actually mentors young girls between the ages of 18 and 21. She just started this recently. So that's another thing that she's doing out in the community.
Well, it sounds like both ladies are having a fabulous year, and I know I'm looking forward to the upcoming pageant, which again, for those of you listening, is March 19th and 20th at the Linda Chapin Theater in Orlando, Florida in 2010. Are there a lot of events and activities during pageant weekend, or is it just the pageant competition?
No, Valerie. We actually have a slew of events that actually are a part of the pageant weekend. They're very, very busy. Now, we do have, areas of the pageant weekend that gives them an opportunity to kind of just relax, have fun, and get a chance to meet the other contestants. We have an elegant evening night out on the town. during the pageant competition, where it gives the contestants the opportunity just to relax, not to think about the competition at hand, and just to have fun and learn and get a chance to meet the other contestants in a relaxed environment. They have a full course meal. They have dancing. So it's just a great time for them just to kind of relax and enjoy the excitement of the Miss and Mrs. Corporate America pageant.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be great. If you are thinking about being the next Ms. or Mrs. Corporate America, you can check out their website at www.mscorporateamerica.com. I want to thank our guests today, Sonia Fisher, the reigning Mrs. Corporate America, and Anissa King, Executive Director of the pageants. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Valerie.
Well, it was great talking about the Corporate America pageant, and I encourage you all to check out their website. And if you're not competing, just support them as sister pageant contestants and title holders. Well, that's almost it for this week's show, but not quite, because I promised to tell you about the very interesting phone calls I've been getting from TV casting agents. Over the last probably 16 months, I receive probably one or two phone calls a month from production companies who are wanting to know if I want to do a reality show. Unfortunately, they're usually looking for what I call a trauma and drama reality show, and so I've regularly been turning them down because that's just not my kind of gig. I'm all about presenting the ladies in pageantry as wonderful, articulate, positive women who would be great role models, and I don't get into the trauma and drama thing. Interestingly enough, within the last month, I've been receiving probably two or three phone calls a day from television casting agents and production companies. And here's why they're calling me this time. The reason why they're calling is because they're calling pageant contestants, they're getting leads on people, and they're calling them, and they're starting to talk about the fact that they want to do a show and they're looking to cast someone, and the contestant or the pageant director or the coach or the pageant family member, mom or dad, are cutting them right off and telling them that they have absolutely no interest in doing their reality show, that they're just not going to do it. And the reason why what they're telling these casting agents is, and the production staff, is that they're very, very upset about how the television and cable entertainment industry is portraying pageants and pageant contestants. And I just want to say bravo, or brava if you're doing the feminine version of the word. But bravo for everyone. I really was thrilled to hear how hard a time these people are having in casting people for these shows. I think it just goes to show that the people who are in pageants, the elite contestants, the elite pageant directors, are really not so interested in getting their 15 minutes of fame that they're willing to trade away their reputation as a positive role model and someone who's adding to their community as well as adding to the pageant industry. We all know that these shows can be fabulous and that they can portray things that are wonderful and positive. And there are a lot of great reality shows out there. Certainly not every reality on the show, on the air, is bad, but there are a few that really make pageant contestants look bad. Pageant contestants are being teased at school. They're being joked about and laughed at behind their backs at work. And family and friends are not supporting contestants anymore because they assume that what's happening at the pageant is what they see on TV, which is a lot of negativity, a lot of drama, a lot of catfighting and backstabbing. And you and I both know that that is a small, small portion of pageantry. Unfortunately, the reality shows, and you know, it's not just these reality shows about pageantry. There's reality shows about families. There's reality shows about parents. There's reality shows about businesses, mother-daughter reality shows. There's all kinds of reality shows. I'm thinking of the one reality show where they feature a family that does motorcycles, and basically the whole show is arguing each other and yelling back and forth. These are dysfunctional relationships. I have no idea why anyone's interested in watching these shows, but I really, really applaud the contestants and the pageant directors who are being contacted by the production companies, the television casting agents, and the entertainment industries. I really applaud those of you who are turning it down, who are not willing to trade away what you know is right and good about the pageant industry for your 15 minutes of fame, and I really applaud you. And I have to tell you, I was very thrilled with the last TV production company that called me. They called me, and before I even had a chance to ask about the show, they explained to me that they were not a reality show, that it was a makeover show, that they were looking at portraying the pageant industry in a positive light. It was really, really awesome. So bravo to all of you people who are turning down those trauma and drama reality shows, and bravo to all of you who are participating in shows that paint pageantry in a positive light. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week is our Lights, Camera, Action episode, where I'll be talking with Mark Dussault, the official acting coach of Miss Florida, as well as the multi-talented Janice McQueen Ward, pageant contestant and actress extraordinaire, and we'll be talking about how to work your skills to land the entertainment or broadcasting job. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss an episode. Just sign up for my free newsletter at www.valeriehays.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.